With 60 days remaining until the U.S. presidential election, foreign entities, mainly Russia, China, and Iran, are escalating their influence efforts.
This is according to an official from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. As we approach Election Day, we are witnessing increased activity from foreign actors, the ODNI official stated during a call with reporters. Russia remains the leading and most active foreign influence threat to the election, officials emphasized. Liam White reporting.
More than 16 months of conflict in Sudan have claimed over 20,000 lives, a senior United Nations official reported, underscoring the severe toll of a war that has ravaged the northeastern African nation.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, shared the figure during a press briefing in Port Sudan, a coastal city that hosts Sudan's internationally recognized military-supported government. He warned the death toll could be even higher. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Two NATO member nations announced that Russian drones had violated their airspace, with one reportedly entering Romania during overnight attacks on Ukraine and another crashing in Latvia the previous day.
A drone entered Romanian airspace early Sunday as Moscow targeted civilian sites and port infrastructure along Ukraine's Danube River, Romania's Ministry of National Defense reported. Bucharest dispatched F-16 fighter jets to monitor the skies and sent alerts to residents in two eastern regions. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Pope Francis journeyed deep into the jungles of Papua New Guinea to honor the Catholic Church's presence in remote regions.
Francis traveled aboard a Royal Australian Air Force C-130 transport plane from Port Moresby to Vanimo, located on the northwest coast of the South Pacific Island nation. There, he met with local Catholics and missionaries from his native Argentina who have been serving the community. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A man who was initially identified as a person of interest in a Kentucky highway shooting that wounded 7 people and struck 9 vehicles is now considered a suspect, according to authorities.
Joseph A. Couch, whom the Laurel County Sheriff's Office described as armed and dangerous and not to be approached, remained at large as of Sunday afternoon. While an extensive manhunt continued in the vicinity of Saturday's shooting near London, Kentucky. Kyle Norris reporting.
A vehicle crashed into an Elks Lodge in Arizona, injuring more than 20 people, according to police.
The driver is in custody and alcohol was a contributing factor, the Apache Junction Police Department said in a social media statement. 10 people were taken to local hospitals, while 15 others were treated for minor injuries at the scene, authorities confirmed. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A California woman missing for 12 days has been found alive but severely dehydrated and emaciated, according to the Nevada County Sheriff's Office.
Esmeralda Marie Pineda, 24, was rescued at the top of a river canyon near the Yuba River, north of Sacramento, the sheriff's office stated. Pineda was airlifted to a hospital for immediate treatment after her discovery. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Mega Millions jackpot has surged to an estimated $800 million with a cash option of $401.8 million for Tuesday's drawing after no one hit the winning numbers in Friday night's drawing.
Only 2 Mega Millions jackpots have been won this year. Prior to the Illinois win, a $1.1 billion ticket was purchased in New Jersey in March. That prize remains unclaimed, with winners in New Jersey given 1 year to collect their winnings. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.